بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. So there's a question here. Did all the group active in Medina accepted Prophet very easily? Was it because of his, religious personality or his active role in the policy making, process of the Medina?
You know, it was said that in previous years, the people of Medina had meeting with Prophet, with Holy Prophet, and they became Muslims.
All of them, or majority of them?
Most of them. You know, this after the migration.
Okay, so Medina as the time of arrival of the Prophet was almost Muslim. Yes,
despite Jews and Christians, all the people, almost all of them, were Muslims.
Mm-hmm. Very beautiful.
You know, and so
that's why they accepted the Prophet very easily.
Yes, so you know that this situation is so different from Mecca. Mm-hmm. One of these groups were Jews.
Yeah.
And the Jews before migration have a great economic situation because they, you know, the Aus and Khazraj were in fight with each other. And so in conclusion of these fight, the Jews could have a better economic situation. And the migration of the Prophet Muhammad was not favorable for them. Right. So they gradually tried to make some, cultural conspiracies toward the Holy Prophet and Muslims.
Very true.
And, I can count some of these conspiracies.
Okay.
The most of them was the making the advent of the Holy Prophet hidden. Mm-hmm. They, the Holy Quran says.
You mean they deny the prophethood of the Holy Prophet?
You know the Quran, the Holy Quran says these Jews knew the Holy Prophet before migration, mm-hmm. and it was said in their holy book Torah that a prophet with these characteristics will come, and he is the last prophet. But when they saw that their interest, their economic interest, is in danger, they changed their way toward this man, yes,
okay.
The Holy Prophet.
www.byislam.com